Today is Tuesday, June 18th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Wanna Get Away Day. Yes, I do. Ugh, our vacation is so close. It's National Go Fishing Day, National Splurge Day, and that's it. I was preparing for another one. There are no food days today. I always like the food days because that gives me something to talk about. I love food. I'm gonna say I'm a foodie because I like to experience new foods. I know different people have different definitions of what a foodie is, but I'm gonna classify myself as one. So you can define me however you'd like. All right, well, we do have one more text message that I'm gonna go ahead and cover today. And we'll talk a little bit about the weekend. I honestly don't remember what parts of the weekend we covered already, so I don't think we covered anything, because I think I spent the whole episode on contact. I'm pretty sure. So from unknown caller, I wonder if this is Wes Stone. Because this phone number is, this person says, hi, this is, quote, unknown from San Diego. And I know Wes Stone is from San Diego. I think a good place for that listener, Kathy, although I don't think Wes would say that listener. So maybe not. But I think a good place for that listener, Kathy, to visit outside the country for the first time is Vancouver, Canada. It feels like Europe, and most speak English. Cancun, Mexico is also very nice and Americanized. Totally random, but if she doesn't want to leave the country at all but feel like she's out of the country, Hawaii is a great place to go to feel like you're not in the United States, yet you are. Yeah, those are all very good. Those are all very good points. Even Montreal a little bit, although Montreal is kind of just kind of your standard city. I would agree that Victoria and Vancouver are Vancouver Island. Is it Victoria? Is it? I'm lost now. But anyway, I would agree that that part of Canada does feel European. There are parts of Montreal that feel kind of French. But yeah. But I know that, like I said, Montreal is kind of just city. So if you've been to a city, you probably, and I know a lot of them speak Montreal. They speak French in Montreal, don't they? Let me see. I'm just going to Google it. Do they? Oh, my keyboard has not been connected. Do they speak French in Montreal? It is a French province, despite being in Canada. Although many people in Montreal speak English, in any other part of the province, you will find that English is rarely used. This is also true of parts of New Brunswick, the province to the east of Quebec. Okay, so Montreal is in Quebec. I couldn't remember. But anyway, most of them speak English. I mean, maybe French is the first language for a lot of them, or the primary language for a lot of them, but they speak English. Because, I mean, we've been to Montreal, and much to the chagrin of provincial government, you can get by in Montreal with no French at all. So there you go. Quebec's French-speaking status is further complicated by its largest city, Montreal, which is often regarded as bilingual. So yeah, Montreal is another option. A lot of people speak French. So plus, you'll hear a lot of French. A lot of things will, signs and stuff will probably be in French, but everyone speaks English, or a lot of people speak English, so you're still fine. I will say, though, and I don't want to spend the whole episode talking, I love the topic of travel, so get me started on travel, and I'll just talk and talk and talk. But I will say, and I've said this before, probably, most of the places we've visited outside of the U.S., they speak English in some way, shape, or form. Because in all of the touristy places and large cities that you go to, English is going to be used a lot more because a lot of the tourists speak English. Also, businesses, a lot of people who work in business need to speak English to communicate with the companies in the U.S. So English is kind of, you know, prevalent. But that's why I was saying, if you go to smaller towns and villages and things of that nature in countries that English is not the primary language of that country, and maybe that don't get as many tourists, you might be less likely to find someone that is fluent in English. But it's getting harder and harder, I think, to find people that don't speak English. In most of the places that we visit, or, you know, that we travel to. I know there are a lot of, but I don't do, right now, I'm kind of a bougie traveler. And I said I wasn't going to spend the whole episode talking about this, so I won't, but I'm kind of a bougie traveler at the moment. So I don't go this off the beaten path, maybe one day, but I want the well-trodden path at this stage. Maybe then we'll do all of that, and then we'll need to do the off-the-beaten-path stuff. But right now, we're on the beaten path, and we're fine with that. But yeah, Hawaii's great, and all of those suggestions are great. I haven't been to Cancun. Okay, I'm gonna admit something, and Mark thinks I'm funny. When people, I've been to Mexico before, and I don't want to disparage Mexico. But you hear a lot that there's a lot of crime in Mexico and a lot of kidnappings and drug dealing gone wrong and stuff like that. And they say when you go to these places, when you read articles online and whatever, and you look at TSA, or not TSA, but the government site where they talk about the threat level of different countries. When you go to Mexico, they're always like, yeah, just stay in the resort. Don't go outside the resort at night or something like that. So, but I also know podcasters, or I know one particular podcaster who lives in Mexico City and thinks it's great and doesn't think the crime is bad at all. And Mark thinks I'm funny. South America is another one of those continents that I would like to visit, but I'm worried about crime, and drug cartels. Maybe I watch too much Ozark. Some of those places look so beautiful, and I would love to go there. And I will someday. I'm going to get over my fear. There you go. All right. We did have a weekend, and I don't think I talked about any of it. So let's go. Let's go. As they say, as the youngins say. We recorded the mix on Friday night, and that went swimmingly. Nothing wrong with that. I had a snack after the mix, because I've said this before, no matter how late it is, I like to relax, wind down from doing the mix, because we're high energy doing the mix, et cetera, et cetera. And I like to wind down. And a lot of times I get hungry as well. And so I had brought up perfectly portioned things to eat in case that happened. I was like, okay, I measured a serving and a half of chips that fit within, because I leave extra calories on Fridays so that, you know, when I know that I'm going to get hungry, I have a few hundred extra calories to tide me over. But I got it in my head. I'm like, you know, we have some leftover spaghetti sauce downstairs, and it was really, I liked it a lot. It's a vodka sauce. It's just a jar. I didn't make it. I find it hard to make homemade spaghetti sauce and it tastes good. And so I just buy jarred sauce. It's Classico. It's a fairly good brand. I've tried Raoul, which is supposed to be like one of the best bottled sauce brands, but I didn't like it as much as Classico. Gotta be honest. So anyway, I went down there and I ate spaghetti sauce out of the, just cold, out of the thing with bread, because I had some bread left over. Or I had a couple of slices of bread that I needed to eat. Now, the bread is low-calorie bread. It's like 45 calories a slice, but I know the spaghetti sauce. And then I also ate the chips. So I feel like I went over my calories, but I was just like, ah, screw it. I'm not even counting these calories. I didn't even put them in the app. I'm like, what's done is done. There's no need to put it in the app and try to do all this math. Saturday, got up. I have not been able to get back to doing my two-hour workouts on Saturday and Sunday. But I did do some working out. I did a walk. I got my steps on both Saturday and Sunday, so I got my 10,000 steps both days. I decided we were going to watch a movie on Saturday because I like to go to movie theaters occasionally, and we hadn't been to see a movie in a while. So Inside Out 2 was playing on IMAX. I don't know why you need to play a cartoon movie on IMAX, but okay. So an animated, I'm saying cartoon, but animated. So Mark and I had lunch. We just kind of watched whatever TV show it was we were watching. I don't know what we did in the morning. Mark went and did his long run. I got up around 10:30. I cooked lunch. We had breakfast for lunch. We had eggs, bacon, and rice. And then, I don't know, we watched something on the TV for a couple of hours. And then we went to, because we're old, we had a choice of a 4 p.m. Inside Out 2 or a 9 p.m. Inside Out 2. And we were just like, oh, the 9 p.m. is too late. Actually, Mark said it, but I kind of agree. So we went to the 4 p.m. because we don't like to get home and have to go directly to bed. And if you go to a 9 o'clock movie and you're not home till 11, you're pretty much having to go directly to bed. Inside Out was good. I wouldn't say it was better or worse than the first one, but it was cute. It was enjoyable. We went to Lowe's and I was looking for my my watering system. I need another hose, but they didn't have it. I ended up buying it on Amazon. And we went to eat at Applebee's for Restaurant of the Week because chain restaurants have calories. And we're only 2 weeks from our vacation. I'm trying to lose a last couple of pounds. So there you go. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 and text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.